Let's get to business.
Well, we are opening the phone lines, of course.
Yeah, yeah. We're talking about bringing our country back together. And I just want to take this moment really quick to say I looked forward to today more than any part of this week.
Yes.
Call us, 888-979-CHIRO. We want to hear from our listeners, because what we're trying to do is we're talking about bringing our country back together. But at the same time, we're seeing more and more nonpartisan organizations come out and endorse candidates. So what we want to do is we want to have an opportunity. How can we bring our country back? Now, Ursula and I, we're going to start off with it, but we really want to hear from our listeners. You guys have been amazing, and plus we ain't talked to you in a minute. How can we get our country, bring our country back together? Please give us a call, 888-973-CHIRO. Ursula, how
yes.
can we bring our country back together, my
well,
friend?
Well, there's several levels that I want to touch on, but I want to share a story first. And I mean, if you think about it, the election is just a couple of weeks away.
Okay.
We're all stressed out. The tensions are high for everybody. It's a lot to deal with right now. But when we started our show, we said we are going to do our part to help bring people together, even if we disagree. So regardless of how we vote, we've got to remember we're still all on the same team. We are the United States of America. And so there's this story from Texas that I loved. And as you know, you've seen all those stories about yard signs for both political candidates getting trashed. But there are two neighbors in Texas who have competing political yard signs, and they are an example of how you can lead with love and not judgment. So Tasha Hancock and Marnie Litton live near Austin. Litton is a Republican and Hancock is a Democrat. And they have been neighbors and friends for 6 years.
She will come over and mow my yard.
Oh, yeah. I mowed her yard the other day.
And I will mow her yard. She brings us goodies.
And Marnie says one reason they can be friends is that they both recognize that how they vote does not determine who they are.
I may think one way about one subject, and that's why I vote a certain right. way, but that doesn't run my whole life. That doesn't mean I'm a bad person or right. my kids are not good people and we're not a good family and vice versa.
And after seeing neighbors lashing out at each other online and yard signs getting vandalized, people losing friends over political posts, all these people giving up social media, they said they started posting about their unusual friendship, and the response has been overwhelmingly positive.
It was crazy. And people were like, thank you. Thank you for doing this. This is how it should be. Thank you for acting like adults.
I think also it's about to demonstrate to our kids, we're both mothers, and to demonstrate to our kids that you can have different opinions, you can look different, and still respect and love one another.
So again, we have opened up the phone lines. We've already got a couple of calls waiting. What can we do to bring our country and our communities back together? And if you want to talk about what's happening in our nation, tell us a story of kindness or share your thoughts on how we can become a kinder place to live. Call us. Again, the number is 888-973-5476. That is 888-973-KIRO. And we are going to start with Norm in Puyallup.
Hi,
good morning, Norm.
Hi.
Hi,
guys. It was good to hear that your ratings are high. I was hoping that that would be the case.
Oh, thank you. And, well, for now. Thank you. So what are your thoughts?
I wonder because you guys are so full of humor. I get a kick out of your laughs. You both have very distinctive laughs, I got to tell you. It gets me to laugh, and no matter what you said that was it was funny,
your
laugh. Yeah. Well, what I've got is, for whatever it's worth, is we need to spend more time talking to each other rather than about each other. And race is a big problem. And somebody once said racism comes down to the maximum amount of hate for the minimum amount of reason. Mm. And another saying I recall and out of the past, the thoughtless are rarely wordless. And maybe if we just ponder stuff like that, you know, who knows, things might improve.
I love it, Norm. Thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it. I love those sayings. And I think when you said thoughtless, often they are given more light than others who are very thoughtful and maybe you know, us in the place that we are at, we can do a better job, too, of shining the light on people who are saying and doing things that are kind. So thank you so much, Norm. Let's go to Robert in Tequila. Hi, Robert.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So tell us what your idea is.
My idea is to focus on Christmas. We seem to be a happier people when we focus on the Christmas season and giving. I think that's the best thing in the world.
Okay, but not everyone celebrates Christmas. So you think just the idea
right. I mean,
of...
Whatever they celebrate, whether it's Christmas or Hanukkah or however somebody celebrates.
Oh, I love it. Maybe that's just have more celebrations. Have more vacations.
That's right.
Thank you, Robert.
You know, Robert makes a very good point. Let's be real. In December, it doesn't matter what you celebrate, right? We are a happier place during that time centered around Christmas. It's happier at workplaces. We're having more thoughtful actions towards one another during that time, whether it's family, friends, or strangers. We are happy holidays. We are Merry Christmas. We are all types of, and by the way, I get fat during that time because a lot of folks bring in free cookies, and Ursula is like the worst culprit for bringing in sweets and donuts and cookies. So I like what he said.
I do too, but I do know that for some people that is a very stressful time, but I like the idea. It's just like find more things to celebrate, and I can buy into that one as well. G, why don't you give the numbers again? We've got a few more calls holding on, but we want to make sure that it's not just G and I talking. We want to hear you.
888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-KIRO. Give us a call. How can we bring our country back together?
Okay, let's go to Bob in Everett. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, you're on the show.
Three things to make our country better. Number one, put term limits on the Senate and Congress. Number two, remove the corporate sponsorship of politicians. And now I forgot number three.
Okay, but let's just talk about those two that you mentioned. So how do you think those would help?
Number three, there's too many senators and congressmen that spend their entire life there. They're out of touch with reality. Mm-hmm. The corporate sponsorships, they're looking out more for the corporations than they are you and I, the people they're elected to, quote-unquote, represent.
Gotcha. Bob, thank you so much for your thoughts. Let's go to Tom in Silverdale. Hey, Tom, what do you think? Yes, thank you for joining us.
How do we bring us together? How about when it comes to don't be so darn sure you're right, regardless of which way you lean.
Uh-huh. And how would you do that? So give me an example. How would you do that?
I'm not sure how I could expand on that. Just, you know, when... Don't be so absolutely sure that you're right and that everybody else is, or everybody that doesn't think like you is wrong.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We don't all need to be the same. There's plenty of room for all of us.
Absolutely. And I think maybe it's to remember that we need to listen, that when if you're doing more talking than listening, that it could be you that's the problem. I think you're absolutely right. And everyone has ideas and opinions that are worth listening to. Okay, let's go to Allie in Issaquah. Thank you, Tom. Allie in Issaquah, what's your thought?
Hey, hello, everyone. Ursula, first of all, happy anniversary to you and Mark.
Thank you.
You all be blessed with the best. Yeah. And hey, G, I've communicated with you on email before, and I really enjoy listening to you, man. I enjoy listening to Ursula as well, but wanted to give a shout out to G.
Thank you, man.
So what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are basically really being mindful of what we say and what we do. And I guess an example is of what you do on your show itself, that you seem to be very mindful of, okay, is this going to have a positive effect? Is it worth saying? Is it worth doing? Or would it result in making the situation worse? There's other radio show hosts that don't necessarily do that. But in general, if people were more mindful and introspective and really thought, okay, what is going to be the effect of what I'm saying and doing, I think that would piece by piece lead to a better world.
Allie, we sure appreciate you joining us and listening to the G and Ursula show every day, and that makes us feel really good. Thank you so much. We want to bring Nancy in from Puyallup. Nancy, thank you for joining us. What are your thoughts? How can we bring our country
Ursula.
Together? Hi.
Hi. I love your show.
Thank you.
Both you and G. I come from the perspective as a teacher. I think if you, especially with the younger kids, give examples of people coming together and compromise and maybe suggest that they do things outside of class together, choose friends that you might not otherwise choose, people that are different from you, and have an open mind. It's okay to be different. It's okay to think differently.
I love that. And you say starting with kids, and is that something that you do in the classroom? Well, I know you're not in the classroom right now, but is that something is that something that you try to do with the kids at an early age?
Yes, definitely. I teach high school, and I just recently gave a lesson on Abraham Lincoln and how he took Kearns Goodwin. His staff, he chose people that from opposing parties and people that did not have his viewpoint because he wanted a diverse cabinet. And because of that, he had a very effective team put together. And I think that's a good example for people. You can't stay in the same lane with people that just believe that what you do. Your life would be very limited.
Nancy, we appreciate you joining the G and Ursula show. Thank you so much.
Keep these calls coming. I just like hearing from this is why I love doing what I do every single day at work and after work, and why I like going to get amongst the people, because you truly get a sense of, you know what, man, there's some amazing people out here in our communities, Puyallup, Bonnie Lake, Sumner, North Seattle, Kitsap, it doesn't matter, all over Washington. And so to hear them, it's a reminder that there are some amazing people. So Ursula, keep them going.
Okay, we are going to have Kim from Centralia join us right now. Kim, thank you so much for calling the G and Ursula show. How do you think we can bring our country back together?
I believe we can bring our country back together by respecting each other. We don't all have the same beliefs, but we can respect what the other person believes, and just taking the time to be kind to each other as well.
I love it.
Thank you. Let's bring in John on I-5.
I love it. He's on northbound I-5.
Northbound.
Hi, John.
Yeah. Good morning, you guys. I'll tell you, I listen to you every day. Sometimes I got to turn it off.
Oh, no.
I got to turn it back on because, you know, oh, yeah, sometimes it's like, okay, shut it down, shut it off. Oh, my gosh, here we go.
We get it.
I think I'm going to follow along somewhat with your callers that have called in. But ultimately, everything that we've learned in life, we learned in kindergarten and from our grandparents. But what it boils down to is we need to learn to treat other people the way that we want to be treated. Because if we look at how we treat other people and have to ask ourselves and be honest with ourselves, is that how I would want someone to treat me, to act towards me? I think ultimately, and I know it's kind of a far-fetched to have that attitude, but it all starts with me. That's where it all starts, because I have to be the one that'll make a difference, because I believe I can change my world. That's what I believe.
I love it. It is the golden rule, do unto others.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
yeah.
It is. And I was going to bring that up, but, you know, sometimes when you start talking about God and stuff like that, oh, boy, guess what? Grandpa said to me, John, there's a reason why we don't talk about politics and religion, because we all have different attitudes about it. And I said, Grandpa, that ain't right. You got to talk about it. But we'll go. That's another discussion for another day. But that's my if my 2 cents are worth 2 pennies rubbed together, that's what I give you today.
I love it. And drive safely. And thank you for...
Love you guys.
Yeah, I love you too. And thank you for turning us back on, even after you've turned us off. Okay. We need to squeeze one more. Our phone lines are full. So Cameron in Bellevue. We're going to go to Cameron in Bellevue. Thank you for joining us. What are your All thoughts? Right. How can we bring ourselves back together as a United States of America?
Well, I have to say, first let me say this. I listen to you guys every morning. Gee, Ursula, you guys are awesome. And sometimes I don't like what you're saying, but this pre-qualifies what I'm about to tell you, is that we got to stop looking at the differences in each other and start looking what we have in common.
Yes.
When I don't agree with what you guys are saying, I remember G's story of being a car wash guy and some of the stories he's told me. I remember Ursula telling stories about her personal life and making me laugh about that because I can identify with both of you in my life. So if we stop looking at the differences in what we have in common, we are going to find that we have a lot more respect for each other because these are the things that make us human.
So beautifully said. Cameron, thank you so much for calling in. You're absolutely right. And thank you for listening to us. And we love it. And we got to do this more often because we have run out of time. Right. And we did have full phone lines.
I just want to say that hearing all of those calls and our listeners, this is why I don't give up on the United States of America. Because of that.
Love it.
This is why. Because I get to meet you guys and I get to hear you guys. And you guys text in and you email us and you say things to us. And you say, yeah, I don't agree with you guys, but I learned some things from you guys. And you know what? Sometimes I don't agree with you either. But then I also learn from you as well. We got the best listeners on the G and Ursula show.